think a lot of people would have seen by my celebration how much it meant to me. So just the chance I've been waiting for, and obviously I'm thankful to get the goal, and it's a big 3 points for us at the end of the day.
How tough was it to get around Big Atty Niuiu to be the one who tapped that in?
Nah, it wasn't tough at all. I mean, when I seen the chance there was only one winner, and whether Big Atty tried to claim it, but I think he knows deep down that it was my goal. And I mean, when there's a chance like that to be taken, I'm going to go right through and take the goal. So yeah, I'm delighted, obviously, to get off the mark and the goal scoring chart.
And as you say there, it seemed like it really meant a lot to you, because it has been a difficult season, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah, as I say, it's meant a lot, because it's been really frustrating for myself. I'm not going to hide that fact. It's been tough, and I mean, I've went on loan to get out there and get some game time that I wasn't getting, and thankfully I've come back and Stuart's gave me the chance, and I'm just trying to repay him and give him the safety he's shown in me.
How would you sum up what's happened at Wednesday then? I mean, you know, not being in the team for so long, you get a chance at Coventry, you've now got a fresh start. I mean, why didn't you get a chance earlier on at Wednesday?
I honestly don't know. Obviously, the manager that was in charge at the time didn't fancy me for whatever reason. I honestly can't put my finger on what it was that went wrong. I mean, I came in every day and trained with everybody else. I worked hard and played reserve games. I scored in games like that. I mean, I never ever got the break of getting a run in the first team. It was always maybe a couple of appearances here and there and off bench, and then maybe one start. Like last season, I got it, my first start near the end of the season, which was disappointing. But then this season it came a bit earlier, but then after that it was like, oh, you've had a start, that's you out again. You know what I mean? As a player, you need confidence and you need a run of games and somebody to show faith in you, and thankfully that's what's happening at the moment.
Was it a clash of personalities with Dave Jones? Did you just not see eye to eye?
No, I never had a problem with Dave Jones, you know what I mean? As I said, I came in every day and worked hard and got on with my job, and I mean, at the end of the day, I'm paid to play football, and that's a job that I love doing, and no matter who's in charge, I'll always go out and I'll try and play with a smile on my face. But at the time it was tough. I don't know, as I said, I don't know what it was. Only he would be able to be answer why he didn't give me a chance.
How determined are you to make it at work at Wednesday now?
Yeah, I think that the last couple of games that people've seen, that they can see that I want to make an impression on people, do you know what I mean? I've been out the team since I signed. Nobody's really probably seen the best of me, and you hear different rumours going about that, oh, when Dave Jones was here I had an attitude problem and things like that, but it's never been the case, you know what I mean? I've come in and every day, as I said, I've come in every day and worked hard, but again, I want to get the chance now, and I'm taking it with both hands, and I'm going to try my hardest every game and make sure I stay in that team, because I want everybody to see what I can do, and it's a great club, and the fans have been fantastic.
You know, you mentioned there that people were saying or speculating that you had an attitude problem. Is there anything at all that you would have done differently if you could go back to maybe make this work a bit sooner?
No, because I've done everything that any manager at the time, even now, I've not changed anything, do you know what I mean? I've been coming into training, I'm working hard, I'm playing with a smile back on my face at the moment. I mean, I went to Coventry and, you know, I was the same player that left Wednesday, and I went to Coventry and got that chance to play games, and I went there and enjoyed my football. I mean, I don't know, as I say, I don't know what it was that went wrong. I just never got that opportunity, a run of games to stay in the team.
You know Stuart Gray pretty well, don't you? But I think you worked together at Portsmouth. Has he had quite a positive impact on you?
Yeah, as I said, I've worked with him before, so I mean, I know what type of guy he is, and I've enjoyed working with him in the past. And when he got the job here, I was pleased, because I thought that it would help me get back into the side. But no, he's a great coach and great person to work for, and I mean, everybody enjoys his training, and as you can see, the boys are enjoying it again, and it's good. It's only good for the club, and hopefully we can start to climb the table now.
Do you think you should get it full time?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, he's came in, and I think obviously since I've came back, we've not lost a game. So I think the time we were away, I think maybe was it one or two games that he's lost. I mean, you can see the boys that are enjoying the football and try to get the ball down and play it well, especially in the last couple of games we've tried to pass the ball well. So I don't see any reason why he shouldn't get it.
I just wonder, have the players been given any indication at all from either the chairman or the board on what is happening with the manager's situation and whether or not Stuart's going to get the job full time? You know, what the process is? Are you kept informed with what's happening?
No, I think that's obviously up to the chairman to decide who he wants to take in charge and if Stu wants it. But, I mean, the boys know what we have to do. We go out and Stuart's in charge for the time being, and everybody will go out and work hard for him, and if he gets a job then it's great, but if not then there's always other people looking in, so the players have got to be on top of their game to show everybody that they want to stay here and want to play.
It's quite a quick turnaround, isn't it? You've got a game coming up in the FA Cup next on Saturday, and people will expect Sheffield Wednesday to beat Macclesfield. You're going there really to avoid a big upset, aren't you?
Yeah, you're always, when you go against lower league teams, you're always in the, you, at the end of the day you can't really win because you're expected to win and then nothing's said, but if you get beat then it's a big bit of criticism that you face. But the way we've been playing the last few games, we go there in confidence and we should go there and win the game, and no disrespect to Macclesfield, but we're a lot higher placed than the name and the divisions, and we should go there and be professional and win the game and get through to the next round.
How difficult is it to avoid being complacent? You know, when you're part of a championship football team, you're going to a team in the conference, how do you make sure that you're 100% focused, that you're treating them like you treat any, you know, a league game on a Saturday?
Yeah, it's, we're professional, do you know what I mean? We should go out there and be professional no matter who the team is, even if it's a training ground game, you still want to win, and we should go out there, and if we do our jobs properly then we should win, no disrespect to Macclesfield, but I mean they'll be playing it like it's their cup final at the end of the day. So I mean if we go out and do what we can do, then I'm sure we should win it.